just before the Ackies play Kilmarnock down at Beath Community Trust, down in what's kind of border between Ayrshire and Inverclyde, really. And then we get manager Kevin Murphy, who's just watching the players get through their pre-match paces with coach Gary Doctor. Kevin, you looking forward to the game tonight?
Hi, good evening. Yeah, absolutely. Just spoke to the players. Playing midweek, I think, is great. You know, under the floodlights, it's a fantastic surface that they've got here in Beath. So the girls are certainly looking forward to the game.
And obviously you weren't able to make it the weekend, but you had good stories back for your staff who did manage to travel, an 8-1 win. And obviously that sets you up very nicely for the last two matches this season.
Yeah, disappointed I couldn't make the trip, obviously. The girls are giving us a bit of stick that also I managed to dodge a trip to Inverness. But as I spoke to you in a few interviews ago, that we've got great staff here that I can trust, and certainly that was the case. And, you know, the staff and the players certainly delivered to go up to Inverness and win by that margin is no mean feat. So the girls did fantastically well.
I actually witnessed the match in Inverness, and it was a marked difference from the previous trip there in March when it was a one each draw. How do you think the players have improved since that time when it was a particularly difficult period?
I think it's confidence. We speak a lot about it in football, but I think confidence is huge, and certainly this squad of players since the split's been used to winning, and I think you have that winning mentality. It sets the girls in a positive mindset straight off. I also think they've just had time to gel and bond. You know, we've made a lot of changes, a lot of youngsters coming in, and a few obviously more experienced players coming in, so I think that's taken a wee time to gel, but now you see the results of that now.
And a couple of changes for you in terms of team selection tonight, and I take it you're delighted to be able to give Chloe Quinn a start after nearly 2 years out with a horrific knee injury.
Yeah, one or two players obviously can't make it for various reasons, but again, that's why I've got such a big squad, and I'm delighted that Chloe gets a start. She deserves it. She's worked extremely hard from her knee injury. She's been so patient. She's a great role model. She trains so hard, and she's got a terrific attitude, so I'm delighted for her, and I know what Chloe will give us, and she certainly won't let us down tonight.
And it's the first time actually you've played Kilmarnock this year due to various rearrangements earlier in the season, and it's a double header to finish the season. I take it you view this as a new challenge, obviously, because it's a team you don't actually know that well.
Yeah, it's good to also play a team that we haven't played at this stage of the season. It's quite a rarity for that to happen, but it's obviously happened. So we're looking forward to see what Kilmarnock can offer. I'm sure that, you know, they know in terms of where they are in the league to now, and that's not going to change, but I think they want to finish the season in the high, so we've certainly got to be at our best tonight.
Kevin, thanks very much. We'll probably speak to you at half time and certainly after the game, but the very best of luck this evening.
Thank you. Enjoy the game.